Today on the Interlochen Collection, we feature a variety of music by American composers. We'll hear American hymns, dances, and folk and patriotic songs, plus music about baseball, all performed by Interlochen Arts Academy and camp students. That's coming your way on this episode of the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts. I'm Amanda Sewell. Stay with us. Charles Ives was born in Danbury, Connecticut in 1874, and when he was still in high school, he was a church organist. One of his first surviving compositions is the Variations on America for the organ. Ives's father would not let him play the pages in public that had canons in different keys because they were, quote, unsuitable for church performance. They upset the elderly ladies and made the little boys laugh and get noisy, end quote. The organ work was lost until the late 1940s, when organist E. Power Biggs discovered it and helped bring it some recognition. Soon after, William Schumann transcribed it for orchestra, followed closely by a version for wind band by William Rhodes. Here's the band version performed by the Interlochen Arts Academy Band in May of 1972. Byron Hansen conducting this performance in the Jesse V. Stone Building.
Thank you.
Music that Charles Ives composed when he was just 17 years old, the same age as many of the young musicians we just heard in this performance by the Interlochen Arts Academy Band. Byron Hansen conducted the ensemble in May of 1972 in the Variations on America of Charles Ives. This is the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts. You can learn more about this and all our episodes at interlochencollection.org. The abolitionist poet and author Julia Ward Howe wrote the lyrics to the Battle Hymn of the Republic in November of 1861. That was during the early months of the American Civil War. Howe set the lyrics to the melody of a contemporary abolitionist song, John Brown's Body, which was popular amongst the Union soldiers and served as a sort of unofficial anthem for the troops, albeit one with text that was pretty rough around the edges and got more and more crass as it got passed around by soldiers. A friend of Julia Ward Howe's challenged her to write more uplifting lyrics to the tune, and the result was the Battle Hymn of the Republic. It's since been performed at memorial services for Winston Churchill, John McCain, and victims of the September 11 terrorist attacks. It's also been heard at the inaugurations of Presidents Reagan, Obama, and Trump. Peter Wilhowsky's version for chorus and orchestra is one of the best-known arrangements of the battle hymn. Here's the high school choir at Interlochen Arts Camp performing in the summer of 1963. Under the direction of Kenneth Jewell.
My eyes
Battle Hymn of the Republic, a performance from July of 1963, Kenneth Jewell leading the high school choir and high school instrumental musicians at Interlochen. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for joining me for the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts. Today on the program, we're listening to American music. Carolyn Bremer's Early Light was written in 1995 for the Oklahoma City Philharmonic. A lot of melodic material in this piece is derived from the Star Spangled Banner. But Early Light wasn't intended to be a patriotic composition, but rather a tribute to Bremer's lifelong love of baseball and the anticipation of the national anthem being sung before the games. You might also notice a percussive slap near the end of the piece. That echoes the crack of the bat hitting the ball for a home run. This performance of Early Light was given in the summer of 2006 by the World Youth Wind Symphony, conducted by Richard Floyd.
Thank you.
Richard Floyd conducting the World Youth Wind Symphony in the summer of 2006 in music of Carolyn Bremer, her Early Light. This is the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. Next, we'll hear an American triptych by Leo Nestor. A triptych often refers to a three-panel piece in art. In this case, composer Leo Nestor used three hymns to create the musical triptych. Two of the three in this case are actually British: How Firm a Foundation and Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. The British ones, though, did become popular in the U.S. during the 19th century. How Firm a Foundation was published in the first hymnal of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and it was also a favorite of Confederate General Robert E. Lee. Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing was hugely popular in American shape note songbooks and hymnals. But of Nestor's triptych, only How Can I Keep From Singing is actually an American composition. Here's Lawrence Smith conducting Nestor's American triptych with the Interlaken Arts Academy Chamber Singers in Corson Auditorium in the spring of 2007. Thomas Barra is at the organ.
Thank you.
Thomas Barra at the organ with the Interlochen Arts Academy Chamber Singers in the spring of 2007. Lawrence Smith conducting that performance of An American Triptych by Leo Nestor. This is the Interlochen Collection. I'm your host, Amanda Sewell. And today on the program, we're listening to American music from Interlochen's archives. Robert Russell Bennett composed his suite of old American dances in the late 1940s after attending a concert by the famous Edwin Frank Goldman Band. And the same Edwin Frank Goldman who visited Interlochen during the 1930s composed the Interlochen Bowl. The wind band was still a relatively new kind of ensemble, and Robert Russell Bennett was immediately inspired to start writing music for it.
I suddenly thought of all the beautiful sounds the American concert band could make that it hadn't yet made. The sounds were so new to me after all my years with orchestras, dance bands, and tiny combos, that my pen was practically jumping out of my pocket, begging me to give this great big instrument some more music to play.
Edwin Franco Goldman and his band actually gave the first performance of Bennett's suite of old American dances the very next year. Here's Byron Hansen conducting the Interlochen Arts Academy Band in April of 1969 in the Jesse V. Stone Building. Thank you.
Thank you.
Robert Russell Bennett's suite of Old American Dances. We heard Byron Hansen conducting the Interlochen Arts Academy Band in a performance in the Jesse V. Stone Building in April of 1969. Thanks for joining us for this edition of the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts. Listen to our past episodes anytime at interlochencollection.org. The archival recordings heard on this program are available thanks in part to the Association for Recorded Sound Collections Classical Music Preservation Grant. generous support from our listeners, and the Hamer D. and Phyllis C. Schaefer Foundation. Thanks to Michael Culler for audio engineering assistance. Christine Kiprianidis provided research support. Robert Russell Bennett was portrayed by Scout Carter. I'm Amanda Sewell, your host and executive producer. This is Interlochen Public Radio.